92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
You know you're getting blown off for a date when somebody tells you that they have a doctor's appointment at 8 o'clock on a Friday night.
What?
No way.
As far as I know, not a lot of doctors working that late on a Friday night. That's what happened to Matt, who is on the phone right now and wants to do a second date update. He wants to call a girl named Claire. Apparently, Claire is really bad at blowing guys off.
Yeah.
Because he asked her out after their date, and that was one of her excuses that she used. Apparently, she's used a bunch of excuses, and he's wondering why she just keeps blowing him off. What's up, Matt? How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Good. So she actually sent you a text after your date saying that she had a doctor's appointment at 8 on a Friday night.
Yeah, twice, actually, she did that, two different weekends, because I waited a couple days. I didn't want to, you know, come off desperate or anything. I wanted to play it cool. So I texted her, and I was like, you want to grab some drinks tonight or something? This was earlier in the day. And she's like, oh, I have a doctor's appointment tonight.
How do you even respond to that? Like, yeah, what did you say back?
I mean, I wasn't going to try to pester her because I kind of took a little bit of a hint. I gave her the benefit of the doubt. I was like, okay, well, you know, let me know afterwards. Hit me up and maybe we can do something.
Part of you wanted to text her back and be like, it's Friday night at 8 o'clock. Do you really have a doctor's appointment?
Absolutely. I wanted to call her out on it, but at the same time, I'd feel bad if she did have some kind of random doctor's appointment and then I, you know, called her a liar and then...
Yeah. It's one of those where you just bite your tongue and you're like, oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Or do you think she sent it and she's like, oh wait, that doesn't make any sense. He's going to know that I'm blowing him off.
And I don't know how lady doctors work. I mean, maybe lady doctors are open.
No.
Later.
Open no. Later. You're not getting pap smears on a Friday night. It's not what we do. No. There's no like happy hour, late night happy hour for those things.
Yeah.
What was the other excuse that she used on you?
I texted her a second time. It wasn't as late. I figured, you know, maybe she wanted to do like a happy hour or something like that.
And what'd she say back?
Actually, I was surprised because that one was a dentist appointment.
Oh, please.
She needs to get more creative is the problem. You sure you want to call this girl and try to get a second date?
I mean, I think more it's I want closure. I want to know what happened because we hit it off really well. She's gorgeous. I don't usually do blind dates, but the one time that I did it, it worked out really well. I thought we had a lot in common.
So this was a date that was set up by somebody?
Yeah, our friends, we have some mutual friends, and they kept pestering me over a couple of weeks, and finally they showed me a picture of her on Facebook, and I was like, oh, absolutely.
Okay. Do you think that she was maybe disappointed when she saw you?
If she was, she didn't act like it. I mean, maybe she's really nice. I mean, I don't think I'm that much of a disappointment to look at. But, you know, it seemed like she really enjoyed herself.
So everything on your date seemed cool. What did you guys do?
It was just a first date kind of thing where we just went out to a bar and had a couple drinks, and we ended up just talking for, you know, at least 2 or 3 hours.
What? Nice. That's a long time. Yeah. Like, I mean, if she didn't like you initially, I wouldn't stay around that long.
And I'm pretty good at reading people, so I mean... Either she's a really good actress or if she was having a good time. But, I mean, it felt like things were really clicking.
Was there anything weird that happened during your date?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, there was a couple of times, you know, she went to the bathroom, just like, you know, once or twice. But then after you're having drinks, you know, someone goes to the restroom.
Yeah that's fine. Yeah. Unless she's a cokehead and she's just doing all kinds of drugs. In the sounds to me like she's doing drugs in the bathroom during your date, Matt.
I never actually thought about that.
Yeah, well, you got to think about it more often. No. Whenever I'm out on a date, as soon as she goes to the bathroom, I know exactly what's going on in there. I'm tired of going out with all these druggies. All right, so you still want to call this girl, even though she's blatantly blowing you off.
Oh, absolutely. She's really one of the prettiest girls that I've ever went on a date with. Like, just really beautiful. Mm-hmm. Absolutely my type. And we just, the stuff that you look for in common with someone, those things that we had together, it was just something that we could build on.
Did you give her a kiss at the end of the night?
No, we just hugged and, you know, went on about our way.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, man, hold on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Matt is on the phone with us, and he wants to call a girl named Claire today. They met through friends. Went out on a date. He thought everything seemed cool. But since then, he's tried to text her and gotten horrible excuses back as to why she can't go out with him. It was a Friday night at 8 o'clock, and she said she had a doctor's appointment. And then the next time, he said, let's hang out earlier, like 5 o'clock on a Saturday. She said she had a dentist appointment. Obviously blowing him off. Matt, are you ready to make the phone call?
Yeah, man, absolutely.
All right, well, I'm going to have to unfortunately tell you I'm going to need to reschedule. I've got an optometrist appointment here in 10 minutes, so... Shouldn't be a surprise to you, though. This is kind of what people do to you, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Have you ever been this blatantly blown off before?
Never. No, that's why it's bugging me so much.
Yeah. I can see your point, because I would be like, I just want to know why.
Yeah.
Why do you feel the need to pretend with a doctor's appointment at 8 o'clock on a Friday night? All right, man. I'm going to dial the phone number right now, get her on the phone, and get your second date update, okay?
Cool, thanks.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Claire, please?
Yeah, this is Claire.
Hey, Claire, how you doing? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Okay, that's fine. It's a morning radio show, and one of our listeners recently emailed us about you.
Who did?
His name is Matt. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. Matt is wondering why you are blowing him off.
Wait, Matt called you guys?
Yes.
Huh.
Do you have a few minutes to tell us why you don't want to go out with Matt again?
I mean, I guess there's not much to tell.
There's not much to tell? Well, can I tell you something?
Sure.
We talked to Matt about your date, and we talked to him about everything after the date, and Matt thinks that you're a liar.
He thinks I'm a liar?
He thinks that you're a liar.
Okay, why?
Because you told him you couldn't go out with him because you had a doctor's appointment at 8 o'clock on a Friday night. And then the next time he asked you out, you said you had a dentist appointment.
So, like, that's my business. And for the record, I'm not lying.
Okay.
You're not lying that you went to the doctor's at 8 o'clock on a Friday night?
I'm not going to explain this to you guys.
So the doctor's appointment stuff is all true. And you haven't been blowing him off. You want to see Matt again.
I mean, like, not necessarily. I don't actually want to see him again.
Why would you make up lame excuses? Why don't you just tell him, hey, I don't think it's going to work?
I don't need to, like, justify any of this to you guys. I didn't get that feeling with him, and I don't want to see him again. But
okay. Hey, I don't care if you blew him off the way you did. Whatever. Doesn't matter. It's not my life. That's his. But is there a specific reason why you don't want to see him again so that I can go back to him and tell him?
No, I just didn't get the feeling I feel like I should get.
So there's just no chemistry, like you weren't attracted to him?
There's just like a feeling a girl gets when a guy really likes her, and he was just weird. I didn't get that from him at all.
So you didn't think that he liked you, but he's asked you out a bunch of times since your date?
I mean, it was weirder than that. It was like when we went into the bar, I was like, oh, my God, here's my ex-boyfriend. And he was sitting at the bar, too. And so I told Matt that, like, I used to date this guy. And, like, he wasn't even fazed. Like, he didn't care. He didn't, like, he just went along with the date like nothing happened. And I was like, don't you get it? Like, we slept together. Like, this is, like, weird, you know?
So you wanted him to be upset that your ex-boyfriend was there?
It's not that he has to, like, get upset or angry about it, but, like, to show that he actually likes me, he probably should seem like he's at least fazed by a little bit, like, a little bit weirded out.
So you want him to, like, go up to your ex-boyfriend and threaten him right there or something?
No, I don't want him to, like, fight or anything. I just, like, want him to be a little bit jealous and show me that he cares about me. Like,
that just comes off as a little crazy to me. Did you purposely take him to a bar that you knew your ex was going to be at?
Oh, my God. What is this? Like, I honestly don't need to explain any of this to you. I'm being nice by explaining why I'm not calling back a guy that obviously was acting weird in the date. I talked to all my girlfriends. They agree. It's weird if you're just, like, don't even care, you know, that, like, this guy I used to date. Like, he didn't want to leave. He just wanted to stay there and keep talking about books and
okay.
stuff.
So you would have rather that it weirded him out and maybe he was like, I don't want to be here around your ex. Let's go somewhere else.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's like a first date and he's not even invested in your guys' relationship. Like, what does he have to be jealous of?
I mean, I slept with the guy that's, like, 5 bar stools down. I would be jealous. And then, like, okay, so halfway through the night, my ex-boyfriend came up and introduced himself, and, like, Matt just, like, offered to buy him a drink. I mean, That's over the top. Like, so, not even happy face.
So Matt was too cool to your ex. You would have rather him been, like, how would, okay, in a perfect world, Claire, if you were out with a guy and this happened, how would you want him to react?
I would want him to be, like, cold and, like, defend me and, like, not just sit there and act cool about it. Like, he doesn't care about me. Like, are we friends or are we, like, are we on a date? I couldn't tell. I really couldn't tell.
Oh, my gosh, Claire.
All right. So you like a guy who gets a little jealous, and Matt is obviously not that guy.
Obviously not that guy.
Okay.
Hey, Claire, I should let you know that Matt is actually on the other line listening to this conversation.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say to you. Is it that I'm too nice? I don't understand what it is.
For your information, Matt, like, if you're out with a girl, they want you to be jealous. Like, if some guy starts flirting with me, especially if it's my ex-boyfriend.
Honestly, I was just trying to be a nice guy and, like, just play it cool. I figured if I come off mean, that would, you know, you wouldn't find that attractive. I wanted to try to be polite and nice.
No, like, what's attractive is being a man in that situation and, like, not just, like, you know, playing it cool. I don't want you to play it cool. Like,
so was I supposed to, like, punch him out when he walked up or something?
Well, you're not supposed to buy him a beer. I know that.
It wasn't like you had any kind of look on your face like you were mad that he was there. So I just figured you guys were, you know, still at least friends. I'm not the jealous type. I've got friends in my life that I've, you know, dated a long time ago. So sometimes you remain friends. You remain close. I figured you guys were still close. I wanted to be nice.
Of course. I was playing it cool. That's what I'm supposed to do in that situation. Your role is to, like, stick up for me no matter what look I have on my face.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm really confused right now. I really do not understand women at all.
Yeah, obviously you don't understand women.
Obviously,
oh,
Matt.
Oh, my gosh, Claire. That is not how all women think.
It's how I think, and it's how most of my girlfriends think. So, like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Dude, you're going to end up with, like, some control freak, jealous, roid rage dude if that's the type of parameters you're putting on your dates.
Don't judge me about who I want to date. You're the one who called me.
Yeah, Brooke, back off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Back off. I'm sticking up for Claire right now.
Judgy.
Claire, I got your back, all right? I'm sticking up for you like a good man should do,
oh,
Claire.
Wow.
Finally, a real man is doing something.
See?
Oh, God.
There you go, Claire. And if you and I were out on a date and your ex-boyfriend was there, he's not getting a beer from me. Uh-uh.
Good. I mean, at least somebody understands.
Yeah. I'm glad we see eye to eye here. Matt, would you even like to go out on a second date with Claire?
I mean, knowing what I know now, absolutely not. She's obviously got some kind of point of view of what the roles of men and women are. I mean, so if she wants to...
Okay. It's not that I want some macho guy. I just want a guy that has, like, balls, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? Whatever, I'm done with you.
That actually probably will get you another date with Claire if you treat her like that.
That's actually true.
Good job, Matt.